Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Perspective. I'll be your host for the next hour as we talk about the world of psychics, mediums, and paranormal happenings. We invite our listeners to log into the chat room and ask questions, or you can call the number on your screen and talk directly to us. The number is area code 347-945-7799. We are taking calls for online readings, so if you would like to have a reading during the show, please call in. We do have a few subjects we will be covering, but if you'd like for us to touch on the subject, get in the chat room or give us a call. My name is Gregory Kent. I'm calling or talking to you from Highland City, Florida. It's in Central Florida, Polk County. And with us this evening, we have Reverend Janet Reynolds calling in from Tampa. Janet, how are you?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you very much. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. And we have Bonnie Korniak from calling in from St. Petersburg, Florida. Bonnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing really great. How are you, Greg?
I am fabulous. Both of you, thank you for being on the show this evening. I certainly appreciate it. Janet, tell us a little bit about yourself, so the listeners can understand where you're coming from and we get to know you a little more.
Okay. I am an ordained minister, so I am Reverend Janet Reynolds, and I'm certified spirit medium, and I'm a psychic. I have intuitive counselor on my card because I really do counsel a lot of people. And I have been doing readings full-time for the last past 5 years. And I have been studying all that I know about spirituality for the last past 20 years. And I ran a data processing service here before I started doing this, as in being a psychic.
But you've been a psychic all your life, correct?
Yes, really. I just understood it more when I came down here.
Bonnie, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a member of Paranexus. I'm a field investigator. I'm also the founder of Aura Paranormal Investigations and the lead investigator. I am a MUFON field investigator, and a few months ago I stepped up to the state section director for Florida MUFON.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. That's great.
Let's start off with that. Tell me about MUFON.
Well, MUFON is the world's largest civilian UFO research organization, and I have been with MUFON for about a year, and as the calls come into MUFON, dispatch will take the call and they'll send it out to the proper state director who assigns it to that region's state section director. Then it is, you know, my responsibility to assign it to another field investigator or take on the case myself and research it and try to come to a conclusion and identify what this witness was reporting.
So would you actually go out to the site to investigate?
Yeah, at times we do. Yes. definitely. You know, you start off with a phone call, and if, you know, after speaking with them, if it's a recurring thing or something, I'd certainly head out to the site. Or, you know, if they're, you know, having problems with, you know, the distance or the height or, you know, the degree off the horizon or anything like that, I might go out there and meet with the witness, and they can show me exactly where it was that they saw the object.
Now, how many different or how many field investigators are there in Florida? Are you broken up into regions?
Right. There's different section directors. I'm not sure exactly how many offhand. I think there's six of us. And different sections have a different amount of active and field investigators. I want to say we have approximately 18 active field investigators in the state of Florida right now.
And you also have a paranormal investigative team, Aura Paranormal.
I do.
Tell us about that.
I formed Aura about a year ago after I decided to, you know, take it up to the next level. I've been investigating paranormal activity and events for probably a decade. And I decided I wanted to get with some other people. You know, I decided to start my own team. I wanted to find the right way to do that. That's when I came across Paranexus and took a couple of Doug's courses. I took the Certified Paranormal Investigator course, and I also took the Certified Leading Paranormal Investigator course. And I felt more confident in myself to start up my own team. And I think I got a really good team right now. We really seem to click. Looking forward to doing it.
Well, I've had the privilege of meeting your team, and I will say they are very professional, and I've enjoyed the investigation that we worked together. Very, very nice people.
We were happy to have you, and you're more than welcome to join us anytime, Greg. We loved it.
Oh, thank you. And I want to talk more about that a little later in the show if we can. For those who are listening, or if you're on the chat room, if you'd like to call in and ask questions, please do so. The number's up on the screen, 347-945-7799, or put the question in the chat room, and we're looking at it, so we can also do it that way. Janet.
Yes.
You still with us?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
listening.
Interesting. When I always talk about my file cabinet of life, everything that I've gone through, seen, dealt with, it prepares me for future encounters. But when I open up my file cabinet, I have nothing there for UFOs. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't. So the UFO subject is kind of something I don't know a whole lot about, but since talking to Bonnie and Janet, you both have had UFO encounters. So I want to talk about that. Janet, tell me about your UFO encounters first. And
okay.
I'm going to ask a lot of questions because I just want to know more about it.
The first and only time that I've seen the spaceships or UFO is when I was in Peru in Machu Picchu. So that was I was there for 10 days, and at least 4 days out of the 10, we did see spaceships in the air,
mm-hmm.
or UFOs in the air. They got our attention.
So,
go ahead.
Tell me what exactly you saw, because I'm going to paint the picture, so I'm watching what you're watching. When you're looking up and you're seeing, what are you seeing?
Okay, we came out of the ruins the one day, the very first day that we saw one, and we were walking ahead, and it was a sand. They took sand, and you know how a hurricane looks like or a tornado looks like, how it goes in circles? Well, that's what was happening with the sand. So we looked up, and when we looked up, it was a UFO right over our head, and he was pulling that sand up like that. So that was my first time to see one.
But you also told me earlier when you went back to the hotel room, you could see it out your hotel window?
Window, yes, that was another day. We were on the train, and we were on the way to where we were going to be for that night, the hotel, or the bed and breakfast. And while we were on the train, we were looking out the window, and one was following us. Now, we did talk to some of the people that were there, meaning the natives of the country, and they told us that they saw UFOs all the time. That was nothing new to them. But anyway, it followed us on the train, and then when we got where we were going, Fletcher and I ran upstairs and we opened up the window in one of the rooms where we were staying, and it was hovering outside of our window.
What did it look like?
It was beautiful. It just was very beautiful. It looks like how we say a UFO looks like, you know, how it's a round canister with a top, and it has lights going all the way around it in two different places, and it had red lights and it had green lights. And it was, they're beautiful, look like, you know, metal, you know, real shiny, beautiful.
And what and was big. How far were you from it?
It was, I'm sure it was quite a ways from us, but not really. It felt like it was right there. You know, we could just see all of it, but I'm sure it was quite a distance, but it was big, Gregory. It was big.
Big like a football field big?
Yeah,
or
you could sit in a football field, yes. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And then I can tell you one more thing that happened. We were out in a field, and there's a place in Peru that had just been found called the interdimensional wall. It was like a doorway. Mm-hmm. We did a ritual there, but when we got there and all of us were in a circle, we looked up. We had one UFO with us. And then when we were finished doing the ritual and everything, we had five hovering over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from one to five, and they were beautiful. So it was nice. You couldn't hear them. I couldn't hear them.
Well, that was my next question. Could you hear them? And you said no, but could you feel them?
Well, I couldn't.
I know that sounds odd, but.
I know. No, Gregory, the one that followed us on the train, that one we could hear. We could hear something. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? But with the five that was over our head, no, we couldn't hear anything, but we could see it. It was beautiful. They were beautiful. I loved it. That's the first time I've seen them.
That is interesting. Bonnie, what is your experience with a live encounter with UFOs?
Well, I've had a couple. Both of them actually up by our property near Cedar Key. I know you guys are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Paranexus did an investigation up there last fall. And one was on the road as you're going in on the main road there going towards Cedar Key. And if you guys know what those, you know, those white round push-on lights are, you might attach them in a closet and they push on, push off. Well, it looked like one of those. It looked like one of those hanging up in the sky, probably a couple hundred feet up in the sky. And it, you know, of course, was glowing, and didn't have a spotlight down. And I'm looking at the window. I was in the passenger seat, and I kept thinking that it was a reflection on the inside of my window from the left side of the road. And I kept on looking back and forth, looking back, where is it on the left side? It wasn't there. And I finally rolled down my window, and I'm looking at it as a thing descended straight down on the other side of this peninsula that we, you know, we would have to travel around. So it would have been going down right over there, you know, by the shell mound right on the other side of our property. The other one was also right in that area. And these were way up, like star level. And we had our binoculars and everything. We were out on this fishing pier out there up by the shell mound. And I could see it plain as day. It was, you know, looked like the size and brightness of a satellite, except this one was making right-hand turns 45-degree angle turns. So I knew it was something
wow.
that, you know, yeah, it was pretty amazing. That same area has been, you know, so active for us. Eric, who's been, you know, a guest on Mike Jones's show, you know, he's had quite a few experiences up there with UFOs himself. So it is quite an active area.
Did the UFOs you saw on the property, did they have the same type of lights that Janet was talking about, or were they different?
These were different. In fact, it's not, yeah, this was just the one big white light descending, and the one up in the sky was just like a satellite. I couldn't make out any structural features or separate exterior lights on either of them. So,
how far away were they, Bonnie?
The one that looked like the white push-on light, that was probably, I would say, 200 feet up. And probably about a couple miles over, well, maybe not even that far, but was over the tree line back where I couldn't really, you know, get to it, obviously. And the other one was over a mile up into the sky.
Mm-hmm. The one that was closest to you, did you hear it or feel it? Did it put out any type of energy field or...
The only thing I did was see it.
Okay. Well, it brings the question, maybe it's a far-fetched question, trying to connect, see if there's a psychic connection with UFOs. Janet, what do you feel? Do you think there is or is not?
Well, now you know what? Gregory, that's a good question. You know, all of the people that I went to Peru with, all of them were very spiritual as far as like Fletcher channels, Asar mm-hmm. and Rasa. So he did channeling. One of the women wrote a book on UFOs, and she was supposedly to have been captured and put on one, and that was here in Port Richey when she had a lake in the back of her house. But to answer your question, I don't think that it's necessary that you're psychically tuned in. Does that make sense? Is that what you're asking me, right? I don't feel
it
you
is
have
what
to
I'm
be
asking.
Psychically tuned in, but I think that you really have to be aware or want to see one.
Well, I want to see one, and I don't think I've seen one. I know Doug's listening. He wants to see one and actually go on the ship, but he hasn't seen one. I mean,
we'll have to send him to Peru. They're there all the time. Or we could go to Cedar Key. Well, maybe one will come out, you think?
Absolutely.
That would be great. That would be great. I would love to experience that.
But you have to know something about a lot of this, Gregory, don't you, to be able to see them or want to see them?
I honestly, Janet, I do not know. Doug is saying that he did see a formation of 7 ships when he was in Colorado 2 years ago. So I stand corrected on that. But they did not come down and get him like he wanted to.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, sorry, Doug. So what do you think, Bonnie? Any psychic connection with UFOs?
Well, you know, I've been wondering about that. I don't know. I guess it's possible that, you know, maybe they have some kind of different kind of energy or something that you would pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really don't know if it is possible. I've heard of the question of telepathy, you know, between humans and aliens. I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. I would just love to see one. I don't want to do any of that probing stuff, but I just love to see one. Just to say that I'm part of the I've seen a UFO group.
Get
you know,
your chip.
I can wear I get the chip. I can wear the T-shirt. It's just a been there, done it. It was a great experience. But, yeah, okay. Well, let's move on. Bonnie, with your investigations, do you consider yourself psychic?
I do not, but I have noticed that I have the more time I spend on investigations, I feel like I get, more sensitive and more able to pick up on things, like the energy feel like it's changing or whatever. But no, I don't feel I'm psychic.
So you want to call it more of an intuition?
Yeah, more so.
Okay. I had the privilege of coming down to St. Pete for an investigation, and being a psychic medium, I thoroughly enjoyed it, going to an old house, the old energy, 70 to 80 years worth of stuff happening, and being able to see residual energy, feel the residual energy. Is it important to have someone who's has the intuition or psychic on investigations, just in case the field equipment is not of any help, or what's your thoughts?
Well, I think that it could be very beneficial to have a psychic or medium on your team or with you. What I like to do is, have a psychic walk through the location, without being told, what kind of activity the client is experiencing, and maybe set up some static cameras where they feel it, and in addition to the areas that the client has reported the activity, I think that I've got thousands of dollars worth of different equipment and everything to use, and I think a psychic can be thought of as another tool to try to try to capture some of this stuff on film or whatever.
Well, I've never been called a tool. I've been called a lot of other things, Bonnie, but not a tool.
Oh, don't take it wrong.
And I'm a lot cheaper than some of the equipment. All you have to do is buy me dinner, and I'm there.
That's
so
right.
I'm real cheap. I would think that having a psychic medium or intuitive with you certainly would help the client more than not having one there. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I think it would be important, like maybe on your pre-investigation interview to feel out that client and make sure that they're going to be okay with it before bringing a psychic into the, investigation, or either that or, maybe not sharing that with the client.
Right. Because of the investigation I came down to help you with, you gave me some feedback saying the client had a sense of relief having a psychic medium there to answer questions about the loved one who had passed on.
Right.
That's not when it – go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's usually not what you set up an investigation for, but it's nice to also have that added piece.
Absolutely. It's like, immediate gratification, of the questions that they've been, having.
Mm-hmm. Janet, have you been on any investigations, paranormal investigations in people's homes or businesses?
No, I have not, Gregory.
Is that something you would like to do, or?
Well, I would, because I'm, always interested in the other side or the UFOs and everything, and I would. I'd like to, just to experience it and see what I would get from the other side or whatever is going on in the house. I would like that, yes.
Because you have people coming into your house, or you're going into a place of business to have people come in for readings, so you're really just tuning into their specific energy as you're giving them a reading. It would be interesting to see how you could expand your energy field when you go into a home, it'd be a different type of energy that you're used to, I would think.
Well, you're correct. And you know what? I went to a house the other night just to go down there to do readings, and when I walked in their living room, I got chills immediately. So I knew that there was a spirit in that room. Well, Sharon's mother is in a little canister, her ashes, and sitting up on the shelf. So when I went in there, I could feel that. So to me, to go in a room and not know anything about the house or whatever's going on and see what I can pick up on, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. When you go to your business meetings, maybe you should bring that up. And what do you think?
Well, I think to talk about the UFOs, we have to wait a couple more weeks, Gregory. They're just digesting me being a psychic.
No, I meant when you go into your business meetings, you can let them know that you can come out to their house to do an investigation.
Oh, now I understand you. I thought maybe you wanted me to discuss UFOs with them. No, you're very correct. I do ask for that. I do. I ask them to allow me to. Oh, okay, but you're saying to do it for, to pick up on whatever's in the house. I will do
right.
That. That's a good suggestion.
I think it would help you.
Mm-hmm. I will do that.
I mean,
thank
you.
Help
you to get your name out there and a different aspect of the psychic medium. Instead of just doing readings, you could do a house reading. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to put it. And, you know, the other thing is I really would like to help the police with murders, you know.
Our friend Dinah and I have sat down to discuss that in the past. You know, that's tough. That's tough. Have you and Dinah done that in the past?
No. Mm-mm.
You know, looking at a cold case and trying to get into the energy field of the murder, I don't know if I wanted to, if I don't want to do that or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bonnie, do you see the question in the chat room from Sherry 9?
I do. Do you think UFOs have the characteristics of both malevolent and benevolent? I really don't look at them that way, but I think that UFOs do come from, you know, other places in our universe, and they're different races of aliens. So whether they're bad or good depends on where they came from, I guess.
I can't answer that one about the UFOs because I have not had the encounter. I would think if they were coming to visit for something destructive, I don't know.
I don't think we could stop them if they wanted to.
Well, no, if they're going to travel throughout the galaxy just to come here to do some sort of destruction, that's beyond us.
That's right.
I would think.
I don't think they would really do that, but they probably could do that. But I don't feel they would do that.
Right.
I don't. I don't know what would be the point coming all that distance just to, you know, kick our butts over here. I don't understand why they would want to do that. I mean, only because I don't have a whole lot of knowledge on it. I'm not belittling the question. It's a great question. Excellent question.
I get more of the impression that they're there for observation more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, John asks, well, we are back online, and is everyone back with us? Janet, you're with us, correct?
No, this is Doug. Janet's not
hey,
on
Doug.
Yet. Sorry about that. It just dropped out on everybody. I will
try
to get everybody back right now. You and Blog Talk Radio are on.
Okay, so can the listeners hear me and me only right now?
This is correct.
All right. It's the Gregory P. Kent Show all by himself.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, there's Janet. Hey, Janet, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, Bonnie, you here?
I'm back.
Okay.
Good deal. See, the spirits don't get angry. They just disconnect you. So, John, I'm not worried about them getting mad at me. I'm just worried about them unplugging me from Skype. That's my biggest fear with them.
Mm-hmm. But they won't do that, Gregory.
Are you promise?
Uh-huh. I'll talk to them for you, okay?
I appreciate that. When we talk about paranormal activities, I want to talk about the Native American, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you are Native American, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Bonnie, you are a Chippewa from Minnesota.
That's correct.
And Janet, you are Cherokee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Virginia, or background North Carolina.
Okay. Being Native American, do you feel you have a stronger spiritual aspect or a spiritual pull? Or just tell me about that. What about the Janet? You go ahead. You start first, Janet.
Well, you know, Gregory, my grandmother was born with a veil over her face. So that was the Indian. My grandmother was the Indian, and she was very clairvoyant. I feel that it has something to do with it, being partially Indian, yes. I do.
Now,
I do feel that.
Now, it's interesting that you are Native American, and the spirit entity you channel is also a Native American.
Exactly, which is Blue Feather.
Right. Do you know if Blue Feather's also Cherokee, or has that not been revealed to you?
No, he is Cherokee. He was my father in a past life.
Really?
Yes. So, yes.
Okay.
And then he walked the Trail of Tears.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked west. Yes.
Now, how do you find that information out about Blue Feather? Is it just through meditation, or when you're channeling him in a group, does he relay that information to the people he's talking to? Fill me in on that.
Okay, it has been done through meditation, and it has
mm-hmm.
been done through writing, spiritual writing. I can ask him a question writing with my left hand, and he will answer with my right hand. So, yes, to answer your question. He's the one that tells me.
So you write a question with your left hand,
uh-huh.
and he answers with your right hand.
Yes.
Which hand do you normally write with?
My right hand. So it's hard.
Okay.
It's a challenge to work with my left hand. But I do it. I'll ask him the question with my left hand, and then he'll answer
okay.
with my right.
Okay. Bonnie, you feel a strong connection with the Chippewa Nation with your investigation or just your spirituality?
I think that being Native American does make me a more spiritual person, but I don't think it really plays into any of my investigations or techniques for that matter.
Okay, that's fair enough. How do you feel it makes you more of a spiritual person, if I may ask?
Let me see. I just think that listening to some of the stories my mother used to tell me when I was a kid, all things created all have their own spiritual energy in them. And I just really find that to be true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I look at photographs of my great-grandfather, and he's got the Native American look. Unfortunately, no one really ever talked about it, so it's going to be hard for me to find out or research that, because I just don't know where to go in order to find that. John wanted me to restate the answer about the earthbound spirits ever getting mad during an investigation. Yes, John, I have found that they do get mad that I'm there. Have they ever done anything to harm me? No. Only because in my world, that doesn't exist. You know, everyone's thought system's different. Everyone's belief system is different. My belief system is they can't harm me, so I don't allow it. So in my reality, it doesn't exist. Is my reality, you know, the say-all, end-all? No, that's just the way I think. When I go into investigations, they are angry that I'm there. You know, my attitude is, too bad, I'm there for the client, I'm not there for you. So I hope that answers your question. If you have a follow-up question, John, feel free to call in or to put it into the chat room. Bonnie, have you ever felt any negative energy going into homes, or
I really haven't. I haven't. It's always been, you know, I feel like people that have been there, that used to live there or something like that, positive energies. And plus, you know, mm-hmm. you know, and I, you know, I kind of make it a point to, you know, only want to, you know, ask my spirit guide to only help the positive energies to come through for us.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking about this. If we were to go into someone's house who they've invited us in for an investigation, and we tell them there's a evil energy or an evil force here, I would think we'd be doing more harm than good. Because
I think so too.
They're not going to concentrate on any good thing we say. All they're going to concentrate on is the negative energy, because they're going to think or believe that it's there to harm them.
Exactly.
You agree or disagree?
I agree. Promoting fear is just going to escalate their problems for them, I think.
Exactly. Janet, what do you think?
Well, I agree with the both of you, because I really wouldn't want to put that kind of fear out into someone. I really wouldn't. I would like to keep it at a positive note at all times, if can be.
Even when I'm out doing readings, I don't want to tap into anything negative going on. If I am shown something that's going to happen to the individual, I can say to them, you know, when you're out driving, maybe you need to be a little more careful. Slow down, obey the laws, whatever. I would never say to them, oh, I see you in an accident. I just don't do that. Janet,
no.
How do you address that?
No. And even when given readings, if we know that someone is getting ready to pass over, it's handled very diplomatically, to where we could say that their health is really bad and how... Or what are your feelings about that? And then, yes, sometimes I can say to them, I do feel that there is someone around you that will pass away. So, but it's done very diplomatically, Greg. You don't really know when or where. You just, you know, the message that's given to me is that that person is very sick, and that is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Because do you think there is a possibility that people have an opportunity to make their transition, but they could choose not to make their transition? Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
They could actually decide 2 or 3 months later, hey, you know, I'm not ready to leave the earth plane. I want to live a little longer or another year or two. Is that possible?
I think if a person's will is strong enough, yes.
Okay.
But I also believe, Greg, when our time is up, our time is up. Did that make
everything,
sense?
Well, it does and it doesn't, but I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
When it's your time. You'll be able to prolong it or shorten it. It just is your time, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you can't actually, so that just shot down everything I said before that. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Janet. I'm not having you on anymore.
I'm sorry, Gregory. It's just that sometimes, you know, people think they really are going to pass over at a certain time, and they don't. Do you know what I mean? They're really
right.
Sick, and they really want to leave, and they're really trying to go, but it's just not ready. They're just not ready yet, you see?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm watching the chat room. Steve was asking about sometimes he feels the negative entities. You know, Steve, just be careful with that. Yes, there are a lot of negative energies out there. You certainly don't want to help the negative energy build their energy and become something larger than what it was before you went in, if that makes sense. Bonnie, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this?
I'm not sure.
Do you believe that a psychic medium intuitive going into a client's house, helping them with investigation, is it therapeutic for the client?
Absolutely, I think so.
You
know, it's going to give them some peace of mind just to, you know, first of all, to validate what they're feeling and experiencing there, you know, and to, you know where they're coming from, know what they want. And, you know, hopefully a psychic would be able to share that with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Janet?
I agree with that. I really do, because there could be good information that she's picking up on that can help that individual to understand what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm. It would certainly give them closure, possibly.
Help them to move on.
Have you had that experience, Janet?
To do what?
Go into a house
and...
Well, as an ordained minister,
mm-hmm.
you do spiritual counseling also.
Mm-hmm.
Going into someone's house or someone coming into your house for a reading,
mm-hmm.
and you actually giving them closure so they can move on in their life.
Yes, Gregory, yes, definitely, because a lot of times when the other side comes in to give a memory or a message, yes, because maybe a father is going to come through and tell that child how much he really loves him, and maybe that father didn't tell that child that when he was on the airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed when you go out and you do readings for clients that one of the first questions they always ask is, how are they doing? Are they happy on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is life better on the other side? And I always feel those are always yes answers. How could it not be better on the other side? Right?
You're right. And you know, today, real quick, like, Gregory, I did have a father that came in, and the way that he came in, he was sitting down in a chair, and he was smoking his pipe. And that's how I presented it to the daughter. And she
mm-hmm.
just, that was a memory for her, because that's how she remembers her dad just sitting there calmly smoking a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was really glad that I was able to see that and present it to her.
Because it certainly helped her know that you were connected with the father.
Right, because that was the one thing that he did. He smoked that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she remembered most about him, was his pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good
thing. I'm going to ask you an unfair question, Janet, so don't hold it against me.
Okay, I won't.
How do you know you're talking to spirit, or spirit's talking to you, and that you're not just reading their minds and you're picking up through telepathy or something of that nature? How do you know?
Well, mainly because I feel it's because I can see the images of the deceased. I can see what they look like. Then they tell me what they look like. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that I'm picking that up in her mind through telepathy. I can see it. I see symbols and I hear words. I hear them talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer?
It does answer, because I know Doug Kelly always accuses us, tongue-in-cheek, that we read people's minds. We're mind readers. We're very gifted mind readers.
Mm.
And he always gives me a hard time about that. So I just wanted to ask someone else who does readings the same type of question.
Mm.
So... Yes, see, he's putting in the chat room that he doesn't do that, but he does. He does. We love Doug. Steve, you are asking how you could use your ability better and more in depth with the paranormal. While I'm answering that question, I'd like for you to type in what you want to accomplish with the more stronger ability. What are you looking for, Steve? Answer me that. While I'm answering your question, if we can do that. And if there is anyone out there that would like a reading from Janet, please feel free to call in. The number's on the screen, 347-945-7799. And please go to paranexus.org, look at our organization, look at what we have to offer you, and consider becoming a member of the group. We'd appreciate that. Communicating more. You know, Steve, as you go into houses or investigations, prior to going in, you need to, at least this is what I do, I sit and meditate, open my mind, ask to be a clear channel for those that you're trying to help. Okay, always want to be a clear channel, always want to use your abilities for your highest good and highest learning, because it is a learning experience. The more you get into it, the better you become, the more you can help. Keeping it positive. As you go into someone's house and you open up to feel the energy, you're not supposed to really ask the client a whole lot of questions, but use them as a sounding board. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Okay. And if they say yes, then you start building, you get the confidence, you can start building more onto that. And Janet, would you want to add any more to that for Steve to build his communication skills?
The one thing that he should really need, he needs to understand in order to hear or to see them, to build up his skills, is he has to trust that what he hears or what he sees is real, not to let his ego get involved in it.
Exactly. And that's where you're using the client as a sounding board to build the clarification. We've got 9 minutes left. Two people have called in. So let's go to the phones. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Did you have a question for the group, or would you like Janet to give you a reading? What is your preference?
I'd like a reading from Janet, if I could.
Absolutely. Janet?
Can I have your name, please?
Sherry.
Okay, Sherry. Okay, Sherry, you're another one, sweetheart, that has a lot going on around you. And the one thing that I'm hearing is a move. So I'm going to say to you, are you considering a move?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that I do feel that you will. But are you also thinking to move out of the state?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I feel very much you doing that. So, and I really feel it's a good possible chance I see a six, maybe within 6 months.
Okay.
Within, though. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a good possibility. And do you have your house up for sale?
Well, not really yet, but we're planning on it.
Okay. Well, when you do that, just I just feel that within six, okay, is what I want to say to you. So
okay.
When you're ready, you know, move forward with it. And I'm going to say this, too, when you put the house up for sale, I feel you'll get almost most of what you want.
Okay. Would there be a chance of keeping it and going somewhere else as well?
I'm going to say to you, yes, that is a good possibility, but that is going to take some work on your part.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But it can be done. It can
okay.
be done. And are you thinking the Carolina area?
No.
No? Well, there's something about the Carolina area, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a connection there somehow.
Okay.
Okay.
Janet, do you feel the connection is part of the move, or is it separate from the move?
Well, it can. It's. I'm going to say it's separate from the move.
Okay. I have family there. Maybe that's. That could be.
Well, I would say that that's a good connection.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going there to the Carolinas?
Not planning on it.
Oh, okay. Well, what that means, sweetheart, is that it's either a coming or a going. So either you're going or someone from there is coming in.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
I feel that's a very good possibility. And I'm going to say more sooner than later, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for calling, Sherry. We have another caller coming through on the line, area code 727. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Do you have a question for the group or a question for Janet?
This is actually Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
That's good. I just see if I can get a reading. Janet.
Okay.
Hi, Barney.
Okay.
Janet.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Okay. Steve? Is he there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Steve, are you the one that's been asking the questions about spirituality earlier with Greg?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I see more education here for you on that than I see more education for you. And I also see scale. So is there something going on with lawyers?
No.
No?
Not.
Okay.
Not
well, huh?
Go ahead.
Not exactly. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I can't see any know of any lawyers. But it's really funny that you said that because, you know, during our paranormal investigation a couple weeks ago, Greg saw a judge. Right? Was that Greg?
Exactly. I remember.
Oh.
So,
yeah, I remember seeing a judge energy around you. So that's interesting, Janet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what my scales mean, justice and a judge. Okay, well, then I'll just give you that part of that information, Steve. But I definitely feel education or some training in your line of work. And are you working at the present time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I see a ladder also. So are you trying to move up, and are you happy where you are?
Yeah. I mean, I own my own business. So.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just trying to get more and more.
Well,
you're
Clark.
Clark.
Is that okay?
Janet doesn't know who Clark is. Janet,
no.
Who's Clark? Did you pick up on Clark's energy for him?
Individual. Clark is a very strong individual. Is that correct?
Yes.
He has a mind of his own.
Okay.
He really does. Does that make sense?
Say, what was that last part?
He has
a mind of a what?
He has a mind of his own.
Yes.
He's a very strong individual. He has a mind of his own.
Yes.
Yeah, in other words, it could be his way or no way.
Pretty much.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's been helping us out a lot, you know. Not only
yeah.
me, but, you know, friends and family, so.
That's good. He's got a big heart. He really does.
And a big stick.
Yeah.
Okay. You just take care, Steve.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Steve. Next week.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Next
yep.
week, the program's going to be about the Flatwoods Monster. What the Monster Quest episode left out with Frank Fischino. Frank Fischino, I believe, Jr. I probably am not saying that right. I apologize, Frank, if you're listening. I do want to thank everyone for being part of the show this evening. Bonnie, thank you so much for being on the show. Janet, thank you so much for being on the show. Doug Kelly, thank you so much for what you're doing behind the scene. And please, if you get the chance, go on to paranexus.org. Check us out. Look around. Spend some time. Nothing to rush through. Just see everything that we have to offer. We do offer a lot. And maybe you could join up and share in the fun. We will be back. We're going to start the third. This is the third Thursday. So we're going to continue the third Thursday of every month from 9 to 10, Psychic Perspective. My name is Gregory Kent. If you'd like to go onto my webpage, gregorypkent.com, you can email me there, ask me questions, and I think everyone is moving out of the chat room. Thanks, everyone, for being part of the chat room, and until we talk again, God bless everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Sky. It's Paranexus Universe.